Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Bet. In this perek, the last of Hilchot Avodah Zarah, the Rambam continues to discuss practices which are forbidden because they originated in the context of idol worship. Unlike the last perek, the surim in this perek are not occult practices, but rather actions a person does to his own body. These include writing a tattoo under the skin and gashing the skin or pulling out the hair of one's head as an act of mourning. More controversially, the Rambam includes in this list and begins the perek with the issur against cutting the hair on the sides of the head, the peyot, and shaving the beard with a razor, which he understands to have been a practice of the priests of Avodah Zarah, even though the Torah and Chazal never link these two issurim to Avodah Zarah or to its practitioners. The Tur questions how the Rambam arrived at this understanding, and in his commentary, Beit Yosef on the Tur, Rav Yosef Karo suggests the most likely source, the Pasuk in Parsha Kedoshim, which is the source of these two Isurim, Lo Takifu Pa'at Roshchem, Velo Tashchit et Pa'at Zekanecha, is located right between two Psukim which speak of Isurim whose roots are certainly in Avodah Zarah, Nichush and Ma'onein in the previous Pasuk, two Isurim we discussed in Perikid Aleph, and etching a tattoo under the skin or gashing one's skin in the following Pasuk. Halacha Aleph, Ein Megalchin Pate HaRosh Kamo Shayu Osin Ovdei Avodah Zarah V'chomareihen. Shnemar lo takifu pa'at roshchem, v'chayav al kol peya upeya, lefichach ha-megaleach shnei tzedaav, afilu bevat achat v'hatra achat, lokesh daim. Echad ha-megaleach ha-peyot bilvad, maniach sa'ar kol ha-rosh, v'echad ha-megaleach kol ha-rosh ke-echad, ho'il v'gilach ha-peyot loke. B'me dvarim amurim, ba'ish ha-megaleach, aval ha-ish ha-mitgaleach eino loke, ela imkein siya la-megaleach, v'ha-megaleach et ha-katan loke. In the Isser of Lo Takifu, against cutting the two peyot, or sides of the head, each side is its own Isser, and therefore one who cuts them both gets a double punishment of Malkot. When one person cuts the peyot of another, it is the barber who gets Malkot, not the client, unless the client actively helps the barber to cut his hair. The Ravid adds that even if the client is completely passive, he is in violation of Lo Takifu, albeit in a passive manner, and thus can't get Malkot. The Lechem Mishnah thinks that the Rambam agrees to this, but according to the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam disputes this point and believes that there is fundamentally no Isser of Lo Takifu on the client, only on the barber. And the reason the client gets Malkot if he actively helps is because in doing so, he essentially participates in the act of cutting. In this case, the Rambam and Ravid argue fundamentally about the scope of this Isser. The Rambam thinks the Isser is only on the one cutting, while the Ravid thinks there are two Isserim, one to cut the peyot and one to allow one's own peyot to be cut. This is explicit in the Minyan HaKatzar, the listing of the mitzvot in the introduction to the Mishnah Torah, where the Ravid writes in a Hasaga that the Rambam should have counted two Isurim of cutting peyot, one on the Makif, the barber, and one on the Nikaf, the client. This is consistent with the Ravid's position here. The Rambam concludes the halacha with the din that even one who cuts the peyot of a katan, a boy under the age of mitzvot, is subject to malkot. In this regard, the din of a katan is more stringent than that of a woman, the subject of halacha bet. Ha'isha shegilcha pa'at rosh ha'ish, o shenit galcha, p'tura, shenamar lo takifu pa'at roshchem, v'lo tashchit et pa'at zekanecha. Kol sheyeshno beval tashchit, yeshno beval takif. V'isha ina beval tashchit, lefi she'en la zakan. Leficha chavadim ho'il v'yesh lehen zakan, asurin b'hakafa. Women are entirely removed from the Isra of Lo Takifu, because it appears in the same Pasuk as the next Isra we'll see soon, Lo Tashchit, against shaving the beard with a razor, from which women are exempt because they generally don't have facial hair. So not only is a woman exempt from Malkot if she cuts her own or anyone else's peyot, but a man who cuts her peyot is also exempt. In Halacha Hey, the Rambam adds that it is nonetheless Usser for a woman to cut the peyot of a man or a boy, and the Ravid adds that this is a rabbinic prohibition. The Nosei Kelim are in general agreement that the Rambam agrees with this point. The Rambam says at the end of the Salacha that even though it is usually the case that Avadim, an Eved Kanani, has the same din as a woman with regard to mitzvot, here there's a difference between them, because an Eved typically does have facial hair and therefore is subject to the Isurim of Lo Tashchit and of Lo Takif. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam points out that these two Isurim of Lo Takifu and Lo Tashchit are two of only three mitzvot Lo Tasei which don't apply to women, the third being the Isser on Kohanim to become tamei to a dead body. Regarding mitzvot asei, a woman is exempt from all those which are zman grama, time-bound, with exceptions the Rambam lists here. Kiddush on Shabbat, Matzah and Korban Pesach on the Seder night, Hakel every 7 years, and the mitzvah of Simcha on every Yom Tov. We'll discuss each of these mitzvot where it comes up later in the Mishnah Torah. In Halacha Vav, the Rambam ends his discussion of Lo Takifu with two leniencies which are not accepted by the Shulchan Aruch. The first is that the amount of hair one must leave growing on each peah is only 40 hairs. The Shulchan Aruch rules, and this is the general practice, that the hair on each side must be allowed to grow at least to the bottom of the bone protruding in front of the ear. Secondly, the Rambam rules that the Isser of cutting peyot applies only if done with a razor, not with scissors, like the next Isser we'll learn. The Shulchan Aruch forbids even misparayim ke'ein tar, using scissors to cut the hair of the peyot to a very short length, and this again is the general practice. Halacha Zayin. Derech kumarei avodah zarah haya lashchit zikanam, lefichach asra torah lahashchit hazakan, v'chamesh peyot yesh bo, lechi ha'elyon, v'lechi ha'tachton miyamin, v'lechi ha'elyon v'lechi ha'tachton mismol, v'shibolet hazakan, v'loke al kol peya upeya, v'im nitalo kulo kachat, loke chamesh, v'eino chayav ad shigalchenu betar, shnemar v'lo tashchit et pa'at zikanecha, giluach shiyesh bo hashchata. לפיכך, אם גילח זקנו במספריים, פטור, ואין המתגלח לוקה עד שיסייע. ואישה מותרת להשחית זקנה אם היה לה שער זקן, ואם השחיתה זקן האיש, פטורה. The Isser of Hashchatat Zakan, shaving the beard, also has its roots, according to the Rambam, in the practices of the priests of Avodah Zarah. The Isser applies only if done with a razor. The reason for this is that the Isser appears in two psukim, one using the term giluach, shaving, and the other using the words lo tashchit, do not destroy, meaning the Isser is only to shave the beard in a way which removes the hair completely, all the way to the skin, meaning the use of a razor. There are five specific spots within the beard where this is forbidden, and one gets a separate punishment of malkot for each of the five. The Rambam identifies the five as one each on the upper and lower parts of the right cheek, and same on the left cheek, and one on the chin. It is for this reason that the Rambam allows in Halacha Chet to shave the mustache with a razor, as none of the five problematic spots are above the lip. Other Rishonim disagree, and think two of the five spots are at the edges of the mustache, and so the general practice is to avoid shaving even the mustache with a razor. Poskim differ regarding the permissibility of shaving using an electric shaver. On the one hand, it shaves very close to the skin, like a razor. But on the other hand, the mechanism in many models of electric shavers is not to cut the hair with a single blade adjacent to the skin, like a razor, but rather to use a more complex mechanism similar to scissors. This issue is one which many aren't aware of, and before purchasing an electric shaver, one should really ascertain which models and brands are permitted by most poskim. The Rambam concludes Halacha Zayin with dinim of Hashchatat Zakan that are parallel to what we saw with regard to Hakafat HaRosh. If one person shaves the beard of another with a razor, then only the barber gets malkot unless the one being shaved actively assists. A woman who shaves the beard of a man with a razor is exempt from malkot because a woman is not included in this isser. And furthermore, a woman who has a beard is entirely permitted to shave it off even with a razor. Halacha Tet. Havarat ha-se'ar mishar haguf, kegon beit ha-shechi ubeit ha-erva, eino asur min ha-torah, ela midivrei sofrim, v'ha-ma'aviro makin oto makat mardut, b'me dvarim amurim, b'makom she'ein ma'avirin oto ela nashim, kedei shelo yatkin atzmo tikun nashim, ava b'makom she'ma'avirin ha-se'ar ha-nashim, im ha-avir, ein makin oto, umutar la-avir sa'ar sha'ar evarim b'misparayim b'chol makom. While on the topic of cutting hair, the Rambam says here that cutting hair from other parts of the body, aside from the head and face, is permitted min haTorah, but forbidden midrabbanan if it is an area of the body which generally only women shave, like the armpits. This is a rabbinic extension of the Torah prohibitions which appear in Parshat Ki Tetze, of lo yech li gever alisha, v'lo yilbash gever simlat isha. A woman may not wear the accoutrements of a man, and a man may not wear women's clothes. In Halacha Yud, the Rambam goes on to explicate these Torah prohibitions and say that one who violates either one gets the punishment of Malkot. It is interesting to note that in this perek, the Rambam seems only to arrive at these Isurim tangentially from the previous discussion about cutting hair from different parts of the body. He doesn't say anywhere here that these were practices of Ovadia Avodah Zarah, like he says of the other Isurim in this perek, in which case these Isurim of Lo Yech Li Gever Alisha, Lo Yilbash Gever Simlat Isha, would be the only two of the 51 mitzvot in Hilchot Avodah Zarah that have nothing at all to do with Avodah Zarah. However, in his Sefer HaMitzvot, as well as in the Minyan HaKatzar in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam does, in fact, add that it was the practice of the followers of certain types of Avodah Zarah to cross-dress, and that is why the Torah forbids it. It's somewhat puzzling why the Rambam doesn't mention that fact anywhere in Hilchot Avodah Zarah. Halach Yod Aleph. Ketovet ka'aka hamura batura, hu shiyisrot al besaro, vimalei mekom hasrita kochal odio o sha'ar tzivonin haroshmin. וזה היה מנהג הגויים, שרושמין עצמן לעבודה זרה שלהם, כלומר, שהוא עבד מכור לה ומורשם לעבודתה, ומעט שירשום באחד מדברים הרושמים, אחר שישרוט באיזה מקום מן הגוף, בין איש, בין אישה, לוקה. Making a tattoo, by cutting the skin and inserting ink or any kind of pigment, is forbidden and punishable by Malkot, as this too is a practice by which idolaters would indicate their everlasting devotion to their avodah zarah. This Isra applies to men and to women, and, like regarding the Isra of Lo Takifu, only the one doing the cutting and the coloring is subject to Malkot. The person receiving the tattoo in his skin gets Malkot only if he actively assists in the process. Halacha Yudbet. Hasoret srita achat al hamet loke, shnemar viseret lanefesh lo titnu bivsarchem. Echad Yisraeli v'echad Kohen. Sarat srita achat al chamisha metim. O chamesh tzritot al met echad, loke chamesh, v'hu shiitru bo al kol achat v'achat. Gashing the skin as an act of mourning is usur and punishable by Malkot. This isur appears twice in the Torah, once in a general context, and once specifically in reference to Kohanim. And so the Rambam emphasizes both that it applies to everyone, and that even a Kohen who violates this only gets one Malkot, despite the additional mention of the isur regarding Kohanim. One act of gashing the skin performed as mourning for multiple deceased individuals, say five, is punishable with five sets of malkot, as are five gashes for just one deceased. In Halacha Giyud Gimel, the Rambam adds that this practice was also a form of worshipping certain types of avodah zarah, and he distinguishes between two terms used by the Torah. Cutting the skin as an act of mourning is called srita, and is forbidden whether using a sharp implement, a kli, or one's own fingernails, while doing the same act as a form of idol worship is called gedida, which the Torah forbids in the pasuk lo tidgodedu in Parshat Re'eh, and that is only punishable by Malkot if performed with the kli, as was done by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. In Halacha Yod Aleph, the Rambam adds a completely different meaning of lo tidgodedu from the Gemara in the end of the first parak of Yevamot. Uvichlal azhara zo, shelo yehu shnei batei dinim bi'ir achat, Zenoheg biminhag, vizenoheg biminhag acher, shedavar ze gorim lachloket gudola, vichatuv lo tidgodedu, lo teasu agudot agudot. It is forbidden for two batei din within one city to practice different customs, as this leads to argument and represents a violation of lo tidgodedu, here with a completely different meaning from the root of agudot, meaning groups or factions. Poskim discuss at length the scope of this isser, as nowadays it is routine for many different customs to be practiced within one city, especially regarding davening. There is often both an Ashkenazi shul and a Sephardi shul, and even within each there can be multiple nuscha'ot tefillah. A complicating factor in the Rambam here is that he passes like Abaye, whereas Rava takes a more lenient position. The Isser of Lo Tidgodedu is only if one Beit Din splits in two, some members practicing one custom and some practicing another. Many poskim accept Rava's view, as indeed we generally pass like Rava against Abaye, and consider different eidot like Ashkenazim and Sfardim to be the equivalent of two batei din, which, according to Rava, are allowed to follow different practices within one city. The Rambam concludes the perek with the isser against tearing out one's hair to create a bald spot, koreach korcha, as an act of mourning, and the details are similar enough to those of srita, gashing the skin, that we won't repeat them. We'll close by reading the Rambam in the beginning of Halacha Tet Zayin. Hakoreach rosho o hasoret bivsaro al beito shnafal val sfinato shetav abayam patur, veino loke ela al hamet bilvad o hasoret lavodah zarah. Even someone who is very distraught over a financial loss, his house fell down or his wealth was lost at sea, is not liable for Malkot if he performs srita or koreach korcha for that loss, as this is not considered mourning, and these practices are forbidden only when mourning for a dead. It's fascinating that even in the context of what is forbidden as an act of mourning, the Torah is teaching us a lesson about priorities in life. Only the loss of a human life can be the reason for a true act of mourning, not the loss of wealth or property, no matter how great. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.